I come from the sea. I come from the deep tons, from the ringing bubbles, from the clicking claws and rolling tides. I come from the many winds of the sea, from the place between sky and deep where the gulls cry and the waves shift under the bright eye of the sun. On clear nights, the round moon leans across the sea. Its arm stretches, scooping water. The moon paints a stripe of light. My dolphin mother swims in the path of the moon. I am not like her. I have hands at the ends of my arms, fingers at the ends of my hands. My fingers open and close. With them, I do things the others cannot. I am not like the others. I have feet. I can walk on land. The dolphin moves like light. The dolphin flies through the wet breath of the sea. I cannot swim the quiet stroke of the dolphin. I cannot hear the whole sound, though it sings through me. Each morning I swim out to them. We brush through the water, feeding, playing, singing, resting, dancing in the rolling waves, racing from storms, racing for the joy of moving with the water slipping over our backs, with the water sliding under our chins. The water opens and we dive in through the wild paths of the sea. In the sea, there is always play. Anything and everything is to chase and catch and toss and taste and drag. There are near crashes and laughter, dolphin laughter, sparkling like a thousand drops of sunlight. My dolphin cousins play with me gently. I am so little beside them. They know me inside and out. I lick my lips as they send their humming through me. I never tire of the thrill as they slide up under my fingers or I glide down over their flukes. At birth times, I can sense the change, the humming aimed at one, and all of us begin the wait. It is exciting, the waiting before a calf is born. The squeaks, the creaks and clickings, the chirps and whistles. Nothing is the same as we wait with the waiting mother. She bends and stretches and bends and stretches. She claps her flukes against ocean swells, and the sound travels through my bones. We wait for new life to slip tail first into the big sea. I watch the others. Seeing, hearing, feeling what they feel. My dolphin mother touches me, one stroke of her flipper telling me when it is time. Sinking below the surface, eyes open. I see there, in a cloud of pink, a tail, then a body and head coming from the slit in the underbelly of the mother. A quick spin and the cord snaps and slowly, what is not dolphin, what is not calf, mixes with the sea and drifts down through the deep blue. And what is left is a new cousin. The mother guides it to the surface, but the calf knows what to do, and breaking through to the air takes a first gasp through the top of its head. The calf is wrinkled from being folded inside its mother. Its tail curls like an underwater weed, opening slowly with the gentle tug of the tide. The calf bumps against its mother, searching. The mother studies her calf, stroking it. They nuzzle skin to skin.